test. 1, 2. Test.
There's cords. 1, 2. That are loose over there.
Yeah, I kind of have an erector set type setup over here now to use one microphone arm from the other side of the studio. And it's we've hoisted. There's a tightrope.
Yeah, there's not room
We're
for this
great.
With your WWE action figures and your Lincoln Logs, man. Come on.
Someone's going to have to clean up our mess.
It's why we love today.
A happy Wednesday to all who might celebrate it, Hank fans and family. It is the ninth day of the fourth month of 2025. 99 in, 266 left to go. We got 11 days until Easter.
Yeah.
26 until Cinco de Mayo. 32 Safe. Until Mother's Day.
Aw.
And 6 days until tax day.
Gross.
Should probably think about that. Today is, this is hard to see things. Ah, here we go. National Unicorn Day.
Aw, we're looking for that unicorn.
If you spot one, see something, say something, call or text the show.
So what do you think we'll the chances are? You think the odds are better seeing a unicorn or a kangaroo in Granbury?
By 10 o'clock, my vote is an engineer.
Oh. All right. No.
Probably a kangaroo. It is National Chinese Almond Cookie Day.
Okay.
There's a lot going on there.
I mean, yeah.
Cherish an Antique Day.
I'm right here.
I will.
Do you want a hug?
National Gin and Tonic Day.
Oh, no. I don't.
I got trapped at the Fort Worth Food and Wine Festival with a very bearded individual. It was a very manicured beard, this guy. And he was trying to talk me into becoming a gin drinker.
Oh, kind of like Justin Timberlake, allegedly.
Yeah, that's working out great.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just stick to what I got. Black Beans and Rice Day. There you go.
Very Cuban.
On this date in history, 1865, the Civil War ended.
All right, we're out of here.
That proved to be a good idea. Musically. On this date in history, hitting number one on the charts in 1977. That zany band from Sweden. Eurovision's own ABBA. I did not understand ABBA when I was growing up. I mean, I was only like 2 or 3. Didn't get it. I had no idea what was happening.
I don't know that I really remember them.
They remember you, and so
I'm
does
sure
Pepperidge
they
Farms.
Do. Aww.
In 1988, Billy Ocean's hit number one on the charts.
Let's not get into other people's strange men's cars, ladies, unless it's, you know, an Uber and he has an app to go along with it.
Love Billy Ocean. Of course, he has been recently renamed
the Gulf of America.
That's right. 2003, Iraqis celebrate the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime. That's when they took all the statues down.
Oh.
And they started hitting everything with their sandals. That was, I mean, who knows how you're going to react when that happens.
It's a big surprise.
Footwear was a big part. 2005, Prince Charles married Camilla, so congrats, I guess.
They're so in love.
2012, it was the disillusion, the Mark Anthony divorcing J-Lo.
Mm.
And on that same date in 2012, Facebook decided to tie the knot and purchase Instagram for $1 billion.
Can we buy you?
Notable births on this date, 1932. Greatness of Carl Perkins. And then, born on this date in 1953, lost him way too soon. Back 5 years ago, the great Hal Ketchum.
Birthday time.
Elsewhere Wednesday birthday cakes go as follows. Old Town Roads, Lil Nas X is 26 today.
Billy Ray Cyrus's cohort.
Elle Fanning is 27. Twilight's Kristen Stewart is
Case
35.
Two.
Think she's frowning today?
Yeah, probably. She doesn't smile much. Oh, moody.
Maybe she's just waiting on an engineer.
Mm.
All right.
Jesse McCartney, 38. Leighton Meester. 39. Keisha Knight Pulliam, she a Cosby?
She, yes, I think okay. She was Rudy.
46. Wow.
What?
Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance. 48 today. Got to text the kiddo about that one.
Oh.
Cynthia Nixon, 59. Paulina Poroskova is 60.
Supermodel.
Mark Jacobs is 62.
He's fashionable.
And Texan Dennis Quaid is 71. There you go.